Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, this is the Queen's Lair, and this is your host, Renee Lowe, otherwise known as Onyx Queen. I am so glad to be back. I have such a great show today. Before I introduce our show guests, because I promised you guys in 2017 that I was going to be bringing guests onto the show. And the reason why I decided to start bringing live guests onto the show is because I want to be able to have my listeners connect with other business women. So we are kicking this off with something that I absolutely love, which is products. You guys already know I'm a product junkie like crazy. You guys know that I have Blackberry Naturals, which is the other piece of my business. So just for the folks who are tuning in for the first time, because we have a lot of new listeners that may not know kind of like the background. So the background information is that I have a company, Onyx Queen Media, which is a branding and event planning firm. I went to school for communications and journalism, and I took that and the PR stuff and the communications piece of it and put it together with my love of organizing events and doing all of these things behind the scenes, meetups and all that sort of stuff. I've also went back to being natural 14 years ago. It's actually 14 years ago as of last month. So I was going back to being natural before it was even a thing, and I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't have any really great products to look for or anything like that. So I started to really search out, products that were better for me, better for my skin, better for my body, what you put on the inside. Your skin is your largest organ, so you have to be so careful of the things that you put inside and outside your body. So that's why I'm so excited for our guest today. Let me just take care of a few housekeeping things. We know we have two events coming up. Blackberry Naturals, our spring brunch is coming up March 11th, 2018. It is from noon to 3 p.m. out in Alpharetta, Georgia. Follow us on Instagram, Blackberry Naturals. So just do @ Blackberry Naturals, and you'll find out all the information there. We will also be at Essence Fest. You know that I love Essence Fest every year, and I promised myself that I would not miss it going forward from a couple years ago. So last year was our first annual Blackberries and NOLA. We are doing our second one. It's about to be lit because we are officially a part of the Essence Squad Perks. So this simply means that we have a special discount code and we have a special link that if you are a member of the Blackberry Naturals meetup group, you will be able to get discounts on your concert tickets and the like. So please visit blackberrynaturals.com or go to our Instagram, just @ Blackberry Naturals, and you'll get all the information there. Okay, so let's bring on my guest. First of all, like I said, I'm so excited about this because it really is personal for me as far as products and things that are really good for you. So I'm so excited to speak with our first guest, our first like studio guest. And I call this episode A Little Piece of Cake, K-A-I-K-E, with CEO Kelly Smith. This is season 8, episode 7. So I'm going to bring her on. Hopefully she can hear me. Kelly, can you hear me?
Hi, how are you?
How are you doing? How are you guys? Please welcome this young lady. She has so much going on, and we're going to cover some really great topics today. But I'm telling you, first of all, you guys need to go to her website, and we're going to get all that information. She has such great products, that, and I'm going to let her explain it herself, but I'm telling you, this is exactly one of the reasons why Blackberry Naturals is even in existence. So here are some of the points that we're going to go over today. And, you know, we're about celebrating Black women in business, entrepreneurs, even if you're a worktopreneur, which those are my entrepreneurs who still have those 9-to-5 jobs and they're hustling and they're doing their business on the side. We celebrate all of that. So welcome to the show. Welcome to the Queen's Lair. How are you?
Thank you so much. I am awesome. How are you?
I'm doing well. I cannot complain. This year has started off with a bang, and I'm very excited to have you on the show. So I definitely want to get into these talking points. And yeah, one of the talking points is listening to the signs, because one of the things that we get is we get a lot of entrepreneurs that don't know how to read certain signs. It could be burnout. It could be fear, all that sort of stuff, and they have a hard time dealing with a lot of that. So listening to the signs when a business idea just won't quit, putting fear to the side and making the leap. How did you know? Let's make it personal. How did you know when it was time to make the leap into your business?
So in the beginning, I didn't at all. It took, so personal story is this is my second business now, or second time being an entrepreneur. My first business was built with a close friend of mine. We owned an online boutique for women. We called ourselves Sugar and Spikes. I was the sugar, she was the spikes. And we just knew that we were going to be successful. We didn't, you know, prophesy to, and we had all the books and all the materials, and we went to the conferences, and we just knew that despite the fact that the market was saturated with boutiques everywhere, we just knew we were going to be successful. And I think maybe two years into it, I started getting this feeling that maybe this isn't it. Completely ignored it because, of course, I have to be, you know, loyal to this, to my friend first and foremost. And secondly, this is someone that we're building a business together. I can't just leave her by herself. So I put it to the side. But then I'm hearing from, you know, not only my pastor, but I'd gone to another conference and spoke to another mentor, and it just kept getting reconfirmed to me that not necessarily that this wasn't it, but that what's for you is not this. This is maybe for my friend at the time, maybe for someone else, but what's for me is not in this business, is not this particular path that I was on. So the fear part came when I have to confront this. I have to acknowledge the fact that maybe this isn't what's for me. I know I'm meant to be an entrepreneur, but maybe this isn't what I'm supposed to be entrepreneurial in. So I had a conversation with her. Of course, you know, we're crying. She's crying, I'm crying. And she says to me, you know, whatever it is that you're meant to do, I'm supportive. But, again, because we're friends, that ended up breaking down our friendship. So at that point,
tough.
I still didn't know what it was hard. You know, fast forward a year, we're friends now, we're back on a good path. However, at that time, it's scary because I'm telling her, I can't do this anymore with you. Still love you, can't do this anymore with you, but I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. I just know that God is telling me this isn't it.
That just wasn't
so
it.
It just wasn't it. Almost immediately, like the next week, I started getting, you know, this idea in my head, because at this time, I'm already transitioned into natural. I was, you know, relaxed all of my life, and it was, I think it was the movie Good Hair by Chris Rock, and the scene in the movie where he has Coke can and the relaxer, and it degrades completely, Coke can. And at that time, I'm pregnant.
It melts the can.
Like I'm exactly. And I'm wondering, is this where my migraines are coming from? Because I was experiencing almost weekly migraines at that point. So that started me on my own natural hair journey, but also kind of playing with, you know, DIYs in the kitchen, making my own body butters and, and things like that for myself and my family, because if that's doing that to my hair or to my scalp, then who knows what other products are doing something similar to my body. So kind of back to present, I'm still not knowing what I'm supposed to be doing. I know that I'm an entrepreneur somehow, don't know what I'm supposed to be doing, though, but all of a sudden this starts bubbling up kind of in my spirit. Maybe this is what I'm supposed to be doing. This is what I'm passionate about. This is, you know, I have a passion not only for my own family and for myself, and not only for women, but specifically Black women. We're already beginning to be more aware of our natural hair and chemicals and the products that might not be best for us. Maybe that's what I'm supposed to be doing. And almost immediately, branding ideas start popping up in my head, and, you know, it all just starts falling into place.
I just wanted to interrupt you for a second, because one of your second points is finding your tribe. So this was like the journey to finding, you know, for people who don't understand that phrase, finding your tribe, meaning finding the people who, you know, or the things that, you know, are where you're supposed to be, and the people who also, you know, rock in that same direction. You know, how do you actually find your tribe, your circle, the space of where you're supposed to be? So this actually speaks to
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So for me, it's a little bit or a lot of it, the tribe as in your life, the personal life, you know, who's for you and who's against you. Maybe it's not, you know, so black and white to most people, but for me, it took some auditing on every single person that essentially takes up space in my life. And everyone should be present. And I believe, you know, Miley Keel talks about this on her podcast on the type of people that you need in your tribe. Oprah, and I can't remember who she was speaking to or the episode, but she also talked something similar about the metaphor of your life as a boat and who do you have in the boat and who needs to get out the boat. So essentially people belong in one of three categories. Either they're for you, they're encouraging you, they're depositing into your life, or they're taking away and they're needy and they're just gimme, gimme, or they do nothing at all.
Mm-hmm.
The only people that you need to be rocking with are the people who are encouraging. And maybe that's not so much encouraging as, girl, you're the bomb, yes, do it. Maybe it's offering some criticism in a loving way. Maybe it's correcting you in the path that you're on. So personally, we need to be very aware of who's in our life, who our tribe is. And some people might, you know, think that, oh, you're hating or whatever, but we need to be very aware, especially if we're trying to better ourselves, personally or professionally, who are we allowing to speak to us? Who are we allowing to deposit into our spirit? Whose influence are we listening to? But on the other end of that, business-wise, if you're an entrepreneur, we know all about target markets. Well, who actually is your target market? Because a lot of people who first start their business say, oh, you know, I'm for everyone. I'm for all women. Okay, that's great. But really, who are you talking to? Because you can't grow and be successful trying to please everybody. You need to be very clear on who is your service or product for, to know how to effectively communicate to them. So
that is major key, people. That is for the ladies listening and also my men who listen as well. That is a major key, and that's one thing I think that entrepreneurs suffer with heavily, is that we're trying to be everything to everyone, and you cannot be everything to everyone. It's impossible, absolutely impossible.
And
you have to zone in on who your person is. Yeah.
Right. And your family can't be the only people that patronize your business. It's great initially starting out, you know, mama, she got, you know, a few of your body butters over here, but you need to really zone in on whose problem are you solving. And it's great if you get, you know, a couple extra people, because, okay, specifically my target market is Black women, because we have very specific skincare needs, different from everyone else, because of the amount of melanin that we have. But that doesn't mean that my message excludes anyone, even though my voice and my content is targeted to Black women, and specifically Black women who I found that either are or were in a similar situation that I was in when I was first transitioning to my natural hair care journey or my natural skincare journey, is there are so many products out there that have so many things and so much information, it is overwhelming to know where to start. And even once you started, a lot of the things that are natural just don't sound fun, or they don't feel as luxurious as the Bath and Body Works that we're used to, or the fragrances that we're used to. So I really wanted to make something for women that want to live a more natural lifestyle but don't want to sacrifice on the fun or the scent. And that's really what this cake is for, is celebrating our natural beauty and our natural skin and color, but not sacrificing on the fun.
Well, okay, so when you found your tribe, when you got into, okay, this is what I'm going to do, how did you balance that? Because I read that you have 4 children, so how, give us like 2 tips that have helped you to be able to balance family, home, all of that. Like, give us a couple of tips.
So what helped me a lot, because initially, yes, I have 4 kids. My husband and I are talking about a 5th. We just building a basketball team over here. But
wow.
What really helped me in more recently is because my family is number one priority. I'm doing this for my family. The name is named Cake, with starting with a K because of my family. All of us have names that start with K. So the whole purpose is to be more available to my family. And I don't want this business or any other venture that I pursue in the future to take me away from my family. But what I've learned, especially with a lot of women that ask me, you know, how do you balance it all? To me, balance is less about making everything even, but more about prioritizing and sacrificing. Sometimes there's a business need that needs to be taken care of, where I need to reprioritize what's really important today and how do I get it done the smartest way. So maybe it's I need to sacrifice something over here. Maybe I can't go to that meeting that I really wanted to go to, or that conference that I wanted to go to. I need to focus on this. So it's really reprioritizing when the needs arise, what's really important, focusing on what really needs to be taken care of, and sacrificing where you can. But on the other end of that is when I'm scheduling anything, when I'm doing anything, I heavily use my planner. I write everything down because I got 4 kids, that's basketball, that's cheerleading, that's gymnastics, that's I have to be everywhere. But I utilize blocks of time where this is when the kids come home from school, we're doing homework, nothing interrupts that. This is family game night, nothing interrupts that. So when I am scheduling or taking on new projects or tasks, I'm making sure that because in my mind, in my world, family is priority, there is nothing that interferes with that family time.
So everything is organized in like a methodical way. And then you stay very specific with that. And that it sounds like it really helps you out very well. So for our folks out there, that's another thing for entrepreneurs. We tend to be everywhere. We have so many different things going on that we really don't prioritize our time the way that we need to. Well, what do you do for self-care?
So, well, going back to the prioritizing, especially in the beginning, when I first started, and I imagine a lot of other entrepreneurs who are launching or growing their brands experience the same thing, where you feel like you have to be everywhere, you have to be visible, you have to be there so that you're getting the exposure that you want. But there comes a point in your business where you're less concerned with being everywhere and being visible all the time, whereas you're more concerned with what's going to make the most impact, what's the most valuable. Maybe I can't go to all the pop-up shops throughout Chicago, but I can go to one trade show that's going to give me a lot of impact. So it's making better decisions with the time that we have. Instead of being everywhere and doing everything, what's going to make the most impact?
Right, right. Okay, so give me something that you do for yourself. Like, give me a couple of the hobbies that you have, something that you do just your me time.
I love to read. I've always been a reader, you know, back even in school days. Now I read more books on growth, both personal and business-wise, and less of the fiction and the stories, even though my daughter loves to read to me, so I get my fair share of all the fiction. But now I really enjoy kind of in my quiet time reading.
Excellent. Okay. Tell me about the most satisfying moment you had when you started your business, like what to date. What has been like quickly give us like a standout moment within your business?
I would have said up until last night, I feel so proud and not accomplished, but it really means something to me when other women approach me because they see what I'm doing and find value and want to launch their own businesses, especially mompreneurs, and they want to know how did you do it? How can I help? But last night, my 12-year-old son, both my oldest kids help in the business, and he came to me and he was just so proud of me, and I'm just not going to cry, so proud of me and wanted me to help him launch his own business. Again, 12.
Wow.
Because he's so proud of me and what I'm doing. And that means so much because, you know, when you're 12, you're not thinking about, Mom, I want to go play with my friends. But it meant so much to me that I'm impacting not only other women but my own son.
And it's what – and, you know, I had a post up because I had spoke to my dad late one night, maybe almost a week ago, and I was saying that even at my age, you know, you always – like, you still have that thing where you – when your parents have given you this positive platform and this positive life to see, it is so impactful. And you would think, okay, a person who's in their 30s or 40s like me, you know, like, you know, are your parents still, who I haven't lived at home in over 20 years, it's like, are they still, you know, a role model to you? And absolutely, like, the things that your parents show you and what they say can change the trajectory of a child's life, you know, and
so
show
impactful.
Them. Yeah, it's so impactful. You never know what they see and what they're watching. So everybody else is playing video games, and this young one coming up, 12 years old, is already thinking on a business level, you know, and that has everything to do with what you have put in front of him, you know, what you and your husband are doing. So that is amazing. Well, okay.
Yeah.
Tell us projects that you have coming up. Let us know about where we can find you on social media. I just think that your story is so great. I've been all over this website. I definitely plan on putting a banner on this website because this is so right up my, you know, I don't need another product in this house, but I'm telling you, I have to get something. I've been trying to hold back, but like, I have to get these products. I'm such a product junkie. You want to get to me? Way to my heart, product junkie, not food, product. Okay. Tell us where you're going to be. Give us your latest projects and things you have coming up. Let us know where we can find you on social media.
Absolutely. So we have, I'm going to be launching our next product line, Baby Cake. Most of our current products, again, are focused towards women, specifically black women. But I want to also touch the needs of moms or women who are going through pregnancy and the things, the changes in their skin and also their babies. So Baby Cake is launching soon. That'll launch with two new products. We have a couple of new products also with our existing line, and my husband is urging me to launch the men's line. So I might speed that up, and that
needed.
Might launch toward the end of the year.
So needed.
Beers are everywhere. You need to jump
so,
on the beers.
Listen, if you launch a men's line, this is what we're going to do. You launch a men's line, because I have had guys who listen to the show or who know me in business, they were like, you don't do stuff for men. You only have, like, you know, female entrepreneurs. Listen, if we can get a guy situation, I will put on event specifically for the brothers.
Absolutely.
And we will get them all there, and I want you there. I'm dead serious, because
okay,
I have
I'm
so
there.
Many guys asking me. And I know I'm underserving them right now. I admit it. I take the blame. I'm underserving them. So that would be amazing. Wow. Okay, well, tell us where we can find you. Yeah,
so
that would be great.
We're online at www.shopcake.com. on social media. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, also at Chef Cake. And in August, we will be in New York for Project Beauty Expo 2018. So we're really excited about that.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Ms. Kelly Smith, for being our first live guest on the show. I think this is going to be
This is going to start a trend.
This is going to start a trend. I'm really excited about this. Thank you so much for coming through and talking about your amazing business. Folks, please visit her website. Again, that's www.shopcake.com, but it's cake, spelled K-A-I-K-E. Thank you so much for being on the show. Folks, again, please follow us on social media. You can follow my social media at Onyx Clean Media, and you can also follow our events for such young ladies such as this, as Ms. Kelly Smith, at Blackberry Naturals, and that's the word Blackberry spelled out and Naturals with an S at the end. Thank you so much for being on our show. Folks, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.